Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
With my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. In no particular order, Anatole, I list diplomatic gestures. For example, the president, the recently elected and inaugurated president of Brazil, Lula da Silva, a significant figure in the New World, returns from Beijing talking of peace, travels to Europe talking of peace, saying he's ready to be an arbiter. And then we have remarks, constantly remarks, about China being participating in peace in the Middle East. And then there was talk of Xi Jinping getting involved directly. Now there's report that Xi Jinping, in a phone call with President Zelensky, is talking about sending a representative to Kyiv to talk about peace. It's early days. Diplomacy can be misleading. What do you make of this? Maybe it's not coordinated. Maybe it's coincidental. Lula da Silva speaking of peace in South America and Europe. President Zelensky hearing of peace from Beijing, a negotiated settlement, is it promising?
I think it is somewhat promising, yes. And also because I would assume that Xi Jinping would not have reached out to Kyiv in this way without some form of discussion with Putin first, which would indicate that Putin is, in principle, interested in a peace settlement. Of course, it would be a peace settlement or ceasefire. You know, Putin would try to get it on Russian terms. But if that's correct, at least it means that, you know, Putin has not rejected the idea of a compromise peace. And of course, as Lula da Silva's initiative also shows, a large part of the rest of the world is very anxious for a peace settlement. And that is why I think it was very foolish of the Biden administration to brush off the Chinese peace initiative, which was clearly, I mean, not serious in itself. But, you know, if the Ukrainian offensive does not succeed, and if the United States does decide later this year that it is necessary to pursue talks, then Washington will need the Chinese, and it will need someone like the Brazilians as well, as a neutral arbiter. And it's very foolish, to wall off, to close off that possibility.
Now we come back to Ukraine. What you heard when you were traveling across Ukraine, what you read constantly about Ukraine, is that a population that's disposed towards peace without Crimea returned, without Donbass returned, without war reparations being paid, without justice for the abuses of the Russian army? Are they ready to hear it with all those caveats?
No, I mean, a majority are not. And the Ukrainian government, through its rhetoric, saying, for example, that, you know, everything lost since 2014 must be returned, including Crimea and the eastern Donbass, and this is non-negotiable, that was not a sensible thing to say, because in the end, if the Ukrainian offensive fails, well, either the war will go on indefinitely, with, of course, a risk of future Ukrainian defeat if Western aid diminishes, or in fact, the Ukrainians will have to negotiate. So never say something's non-negotiable if you think that, in fact, it may have to be negotiated. And what the Ukrainian government has done through its rhetoric, but also through using what is by now pretty much absolute control of television and the media to put out this line, is that it has also created expectations in much of the population, which it will find, I think, very difficult to dial down again. So that will be a major problem in any in any peace process. And of course, there are hardliners, including within President Zelensky's government and within the military, who are absolutely determined, genuinely determined, to go on until complete victory. In the population, there are a good many people, a minority, but not a small one, I would say, to judge by my conversations, of people who think that in the end there may have to be a compromise because they're afraid that otherwise the war will go on forever. And they are, you know, obviously afraid for their brothers, their husbands, their sons. And they are afraid of more destruction of the country. But a mood has been created in which you can really only say that very much in private. And the question will be how the Ukrainian government would now be able to get such a discussion going in public again.
Anatol Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. He's just returned from Ukraine, from listening to the people of Ukraine, from Kyiv to Zaporizhia. And right now there's unknowns in the diplomatic talk, which is why we're not emphasizing these are moments that are procedural, leading to something larger in future, perhaps. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.